I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
You doing anything for Black Friday?
Yes. I'm getting all my appliances.
Are you really?
Yes. I have to get a refrigerator. I have to get an oven.
Why are you waiting till Friday? A lot of these places have those sales already.
I don't know.
And Friday's going to be so darn busy.
Because it felt fun. It felt fun to do it on Friday.
Sorry.
Yeesh.
I didn't mean to take it.
No, it felt like fun. Like, oh my God. So I'm going to that appliance. I don't know. Pete gave me the name. Appliance Center or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Pete said there's a guy over there. At appliances.
They do Black Friday deals at that place?
Yeah, I guess so.
Really?
Yeah, so Pete said to go over there, and so I'm going to go over there. I have to get all of them, but I think if you buy all the appliances, you get your washer and dryer for free.
Really?
I don't know.
Is this some kind of Pete deal?
No, it's a Black Friday deal.
Here's what Pete, and I, Powerball Pete,
Appliance Factory.
Heard us talk about.
Did I say Appliance Factory?
No, you said Appliance World or Center or something like that.
It's Appliance Factory.
Yeah. But here's the shenanigans.
I'm supposed to ask for John Higgins.
Here's the shenanigans.
John Higgins at Appliance Factory. I guess he's like the guy. John, have you ever heard of John Higgins at Appliance Factory?
No, I've never heard of John.
I guess I need to call John Higgins at Appliance Factory.
Last week.
definitely need to call him.
Powerball Pete and Jamie had concocted this plan that she was to go to the appliance place.
A factory.
And use his military discount.
I know.
And I was appalled.
I was appalled.
I yelled at her. I yelled at him. That's not why people serve.
No.
So they can let their friends use their military discount.
I thought
that was so wrong.
So Pete was.
And it was Veterans Day week.
I know.
And it was Veterans Day week.
He's a veteran. And so he goes, hey, here's what we should do. He goes, I have a buddy over there at Appliance Factory. He goes, just go over there and I'll act like I'm buying the appliances and you can use my discount and pay me back. I was like, this feels ugly.
Yes, it was ugly. And then I shamed him here in the studio. He walked in and I just shook my head. You reek of disgust right now is what I told him. He goes, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I said, Pete, the military discount, it's not for you to pull some shenanigans, go over there, pretend you're buying, use Jamie's credit card, it get delivered to her house, and
you get
20% off.
It was wrong. Yeah, I felt bad. I didn't do it. That's why I'm waiting for Black Friday.
Well, because I shamed the both of you.
I wasn't going to do it, kind of.
Military on Veterans Week.
Well, he's a military veteran.
Well, he can use it.
Well,
and he can use it for him and his family.
He was going to use it and he was going to give me a nice Christmas gift.
You're not supposed to use that thing like it's popcorn, passing it out to everybody.
Why not? Why can't I get the discount?
Gosh, it's just not right.
If Pete didn't need the appliances right then, and I do, is it really that wrong? It felt wrong. I'm going to be honest. It felt really dirty.
You know, it did it in the beginning until I pointed it out to you because you were bragging to me about, oh, man, I'm going to get
Pete. Bragging was strong.
I'm going to get Pete's military.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
You did.
No,
and I said, Jamie, you should be ashamed.
Okay, here's how it went. I go, dude, I feel kind of bad. Tell the truth. Don't make me sound like a turd. I said, I feel kind of slimy, like sleazy about this whole thing. And that's when you went off.
I did.
I didn't come in like, oh, watch this. I'm taking advantage of veterans.
Yeah. You're right. The guilt did catch up with you.
Yeah, I was like.
And you did mention it to me. And then I laid the groundwork for just out and out disgust.
But who made the rule that you can't? I'm going in with my buddy, the veteran.
You even say, but you're scamming the place.
Is it scamming?
Yes. The people at the appliance place, they want to make sure they take care of the people that have served our country. You haven't served squat. And here you were going to go in there with Pete, and slide the old discount card in there, and then your credit card. It just, you even said yourself it felt bad. It felt wrong.
So let me ask you this. I use my ex's King Super card for gas because he uses by boat gas. He has a lot of trucks in his little fleet and all that stuff. And so I put in his phone number, dude, the other day, 80 cents a gallon.
What a scammer.
So good. I was like, I was doing my dance. Like, I got this. It's a guy. It's like child support.
You're somebody.
I mean, I don't get child support. So this is like the one.
You make no,
no
sense.
I swear to God, because I don't get child support. So for me, getting that 80 cents off of his King Supercard feels like, okay, that's a little child support. I got a little child support.
It's like you won a battle. You kind know, but here's somebody that will go out and drop, you know, $600 on a pair of boots.
But they're adorable.
And then,
look at these suckers. Then, so cute.
And then go to the appliance place and get a military discount. There's just something wrong here.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.